We didn't really know how this was going to turn out. Everybody had a different idea of what an Aerosmith blues record was going to sound like, actually to the point where people were wondering what the hell we were doing down here. I mean, I'm talking about people in the band when I say people. I mean, there were some guys in the band that just didn't see any reason for even doing this. It sounded like a good idea to get in a little room and play and hang out with our old friend Jack Douglas. We really didn't have an idea where it was going to end up. We just knew that if we got in the room and started playing, that something good had to come out of it. And if something didn't come out of it, we'd come up with some good B-sides and a lot of good stories. As it turned out, after about the first 2 weeks, we started listening to the playback from the rehearsal tapes, and everybody started to get a feel that this could actually be something really exciting that would be a step forward rather than a step sideways or a step back.
But we're not trying to say, okay, we're a blues band now. You know, we're not trying to make that kind of mistake. We're a rock band that's exploring the blues.
Do it. Come on, let's cut some.
Let's go to school and play.
Let it rip.
Do it!
Let's cut it, baby! Come on!
You know, we're going back to songs that we heard that inspired us to even be in this band. And you stay in a band long enough and you start polishing turds and making this song and that and having a hit. We've got to have this hit single, and you go back and you say, wait a minute, where's all the fuck all? Where's all the good music that came from just yodeling or from feeling sexy or from experiencing pain where it comes out of the soul? And that's what this is. We sit in there and we've got these years behind us and so many years in front of us to rock. But where did that all come from? So this is our little tip of the hat to what it's all about and how we feel about it and letting go and letting it come out the way it should.
That's the shit right there.
Got it good for knocking on the wood.
Tomorrow morning I'll be knocking on the wood.
Oh, fuck, that was so good. My ears are sizzling. When you fucking picked up, I had your drums up and Tom up and everybody, it just blew me out of here.
That's the right tempo too for what we need it for, you know what I mean? Just think about playing that live at fucking, you know, 98 dB. It's gonna be like, the whole fucking place will be rocking.